Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Jisate. The Sumi Hoho has urged the state government to take concrete steps to resolve the issue of teachers appointed under the RMSA 2016 in a transparent and time-bound manner. In a statement, the Hoho said that the grievances of the RMSA 2016 teachers were genuine and long overdue for redressal. The continued neglect not only undermined their dignity and morale, but also directly affected the quality of education imparted to children. The Hoho appealed for the teachers' legitimate concerns to be addressed amicably and without further delay, so that the academic welfare of students is not compromised. It affirmed its support for the aggrieved teachers in their rightful demands and reminded the government that the future of youth could not be secured by neglecting those who nurture and educate them. The Election Commission has certified election of C.P. Radhakrishnan as the next Vice President. The certification of the election of Mr. Radhakrishnan as the 15th Vice President was signed by the Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar and Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. In view of the ongoing unrest in Nepal, India's Ministry of External Affairs has advised its citizens to defer travel to the country until the situation has stabilized. The ministry has urged citizens to take shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto the streets, and exercise all due caution. In case of any assistance required, the government has also issued helpline numbers 977-980-860-2881 and 977-981-032-6134 of the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. Meanwhile, security has been heightened along the India-Nepal border in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand in the wake of violent clashes and protests in the neighboring country. On this Independence Day at the ramparts of Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms by Diwali. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on 3rd September approved rates rationalization with a focus on common men. Today, we look at the reforms undertaken by the handicrafts. Our correspondent reports that the GST reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man and will come into effect from the 22nd of this month. A report.
The government has reduced the GST on a broad range of handicraft items from 12% to 5%, offering a major boost to artisans and the traditional crafts sector. This reduction applies to items such as wooden stones and metal idols, original paintings and engravings, handcrafted candles, curved wooden products, handbags, pouches, stone inlay work, terracotta kitchenware and decorative artwork made of brass, copper, iron, aluminium and glass. The move aims to make Indian handicrafts more affordable for consumers and more competitive in global market. By easing the tax burden, the reform is expected to increase demand for traditional products and encourage exports. Asanyu, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, in collaboration with the Office of the Labour Commissioner, Government of Nagaland, held an awareness program on EPF and the Prime Minister's Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana at Kohima. Commissioner and Secretary, Ministry of Labour and Employment, Sotsula, called EPF a vital investment in the future of the people, stressing its role in securing financial stability, encouraging savings and ensuring post-retirement security. Joint Director of Industries and Commerce, K. Francis Hekavi, highlighted Nagaland's 40,000-plus registered MSMEs, mostly micro-enterprises, as key drivers of employment and economic resilience. The second edition of the Inter Khelo India Centre Under 16 Badminton Tournament, organised by the Department of Youth Resources and Sports, concluded yesterday at the multipurpose indoor stadium Fitzero. Gracing the closing ceremony, PEG Deputy Commissioner Rosito Nguri praised the athletes for their dedication and urged them to pursue excellence while using social media responsibly to inspire others. A total of 72 players from 9 districts participated. Heloka Su Newland and Yelam Jungla Mogokchun won gold in the men's and women's singles categories. In doubles, Arkutong and Messenson Mogokchun clinched the men's title, while Nanting Kim Haukip and Thumnung Moy Perrin emerged champions in the girls. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.